to answer the first question, I met the Villamar crew through a mutual friend, Deanna. She's Blonde Wednesday is her DJ name. She actually showed me how to DJ as well. So that's a big up to her because I had no idea how to do it before. Yeah, she introduced us and we started talking and realized that we liked a lot of the same music and I had a lot of common interests. And then they said, yeah, send us the link to the album. So I did. And then they very quickly said, we really want to work with you. We want to release this as a vinyl. But obviously the process took a very long time because we were just coming out of COVID and like the backlog on record, like pressing vinyl was really, really long. And we actually had to find another factory to press the vinyl because it was too bassy. And so it needed a really special, I'm not really sure how it works, but it just needed some specific equipment. In terms of making the record, I made it in early 2021, I think. And I did it pretty much the whole thing, like inside an Octatrack, like the Mark One that I had at the time. And on a couple of tracks, I used the Korg Monologue for some bass lines. But pretty much the whole thing was, it's all processed through the Octatrack and then just recorded straight into, I was using Logic at that time. I'm using Ableton now, but I recorded straight into the DAW. And then I would do several takes of each composition and then adjust the levels like inside the Octatrack. Okay, that was a bit too much. Or this needs to come down. This needs to be moving more, yada yada. But the process was pretty quick. Like that whole record probably took like a week and a half to record, those 9 tracks. But it's kind of funny that it's out. Well, it's not funny, but it's the fact that it's out now and people can hear it and listen to it. It's, for me, it feels so far away, this record. It's from, a couple of years ago, and I think what I'm doing now and where I am now, it feels like a different place, definitely a continuation of this record, but like it's a different place for sure, and my interests have changed and my intention and what I want to do with my music has changed kind of, I would say, yeah, pretty fundamentally in from what the record was.